Once a month in our congregation, we celebrate communion, and we're going to do that this morning. But I have something on my heart to share before you distribute the elements that I think is very appropriate as we stop and consider what we're going to do in communion here. We do it once a month. Many churches do it once a week. The most important thing is that it be real, living, and alive for you. Many of us were raised in congregational settings where communion was such a somber affair, and if you were wrong with somebody, you made sure you didn't take communion. How many of you understand the heart of Scripture is that you get right with that person so you can take communion? It's not to not take, it's to get right and take. And if there's somebody in this room with whom you're not right this morning, I urge you, make it right. We usually take a time to pause. Make it right. If somebody's not here that you need to make something right with, make your commitment to Jesus that you will make it right at your first opportunity after we've had this celebration this morning, and partake of communion with your heart commitment to the Lord. But I've got something on my heart that we need to talk about for just a moment. And I think it's actually highlighted in the world. Right now in the world, in the political system, you see absolute chaos. One accusation after another accusation after another accusation. And everybody wants to one-up each other because the bottom line of accusation is, I'm better than you. Isn't it? And the reason why you go with accusation and get somebody else on your side is because you want strength and supporting that you're better than that person. Do you understand that everybody in the world is spoken against by somebody? You understand that? But in the church, it's not to be that way. The church is a heavenly place of refuge. In the family of God, it's a place of refuge. And Jesus very clearly lays out in Scripture that if difficulties happen, and they do upon occasion, how many in this room are perfect yet? Let's see the show of hands. And in closing, we all know we need to be at the altar this morning. No, we're not yet. So sometimes offenses occur. And you find Scripture that says, well, if they occur, don't bite and devour one another. Boy, how about that for vivid language? But the Bible clearly shows what to do. If there is aught or difficulty with one another, according to Matthew 18, you go one-on-one to that person with whom you have an aught or difficulty. If you were not there to see or hear the problem that was the originating issue, do you know what your most biblical thing is to do when somebody wants to gossip and backbite to you? The most biblical thing you can do is do this. I'm sorry, I'm not listening. If you have a problem, you need to go to the person with whom you have the problem. And when we don't, seeds of difficulty get into hearts, and division is the result, because the devil wants to divide the family of God. So what we do is say to one another, I'll pray for you as you go to that person with whom you have the difficulty, that Jesus will bring wonderful restoration. And if you've been a part of backbite and gossip mongering, I urge you this morning, I'm not speaking by knowledge, just by burden as your pastor. If that is something you have done as we take time this morning, I want you to repent, because that is wicked and dividing in the body of Christ. Can we trust that the Word of God is real? God knows how to bring righteousness and healing. And then we can walk down any road together because we do it cleanly. Someone say amen.
Amen,
amen or oh no. God's good. Come on. God's good. And all the time. Sometimes his kids aren't so hot. But hey, it's all a part of it. So what I want to urge you this morning, I'm not trying to bawl anybody out. It's just as strong for me as it is for you. So what we do is we get jealous about guarding the family of God. Hey, church, we aren't going to live in the church like it's lived out in the world, because in the church is the place of refuge in Jesus Christ. Amen? Come on, isn't that what you want? All right. So with that heart in mind, let's listen as the Scripture declares. And guys, you can celebrate or bring out the elements. For I received from the Lord, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Thank you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man or a woman examine himself or herself, and let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. God is good, isn't he? He makes allowances. He gives room. He gives grace. He gives mercy. He gives second chances. And the beautiful thing is, following repentance, there's forgiveness. And as we come to him this morning, we remember what he did for us on the cross. In his death, his burial, his resurrection, horrifically beaten for us to take these sins upon himself. But he was dead, he was buried, but thank God, church, the resurrection came. And there's forgiveness, and there's mercy, and there's life, and there's love that he releases by his power. And the Bible tells us Jesus is in heaven now, ever living, to pray for you and me, to make intercession for his saints. And that's good news. Can we respond to him this morning with thanksgiving? Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do for us as we celebrate communion. It's not a bad news time. It's a time of celebration. So now, even as we quiet our hearts and allow you to speak, we believe you to do miracles in this room, in lives and families, and healing and power. We believe you to release in Jesus' name. Let's just take a moment, and if there's something you need to do or someone with whom you need to visit, you go right ahead and do it now. If they're not here, make your covenant and commitment with the Lord to do it at your first opportunity. Father, as we hold this bread in our hand, we do this in remembrance of you. We know that your body was broken for us. We do this in remembrance of you. That by your stripes we are healed, but you took the bruising, the beating, the battering for us. We think of the cross and all it cost. We think of you and all that you've done. And this morning, Lord, we come with such great thanksgiving. Let's all partake together in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, how great you are, how mighty, how marvelous you are, how wonderful you are. Thank you, Lord, that your body was bruised and broken for us. Now, Lord, as we hold the fruit of the vine, we believe that your blood is received as we drink, that you have washed us clean and ratified this covenant by your precious blood. That without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. But you shed your blood. You died. You were buried. But you rose again. And by the washing of the blood of Jesus, we're clean. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Let's partake together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so great. We worship you, Lord, this day. We worship you and thank you, Lord. Can you praise the Lord this morning? Lift up your voice and give him praise. He's worthy. Worthy, Lord. Thank you for how great you are, Lord. Isn't he good? God is good. And all the time. God is good. Amen. Amen.